application? Okay. At this time, I'll open the floor for anybody that's in opposition to it that has signed up for public comment to please step forward and address the commission.
My name is Eddie Coxey. I'm at 631 Fruit Farm Road, directly across the street from the house that's in question here. Want to point out a couple things that I noticed this morning was that the people that were here in favor of it, with the exception of the homeowner, none of them live there. The statement was made that we, as a community, are not interested because only five showed up. What's the difference? Everything. So, and also it was stated several times that there's NR1 down the road from us. And if you've been down Fruit Farm Road, it's a ways down the road. And I believe it's in the gated community that Mr. Creedon put together. I'm not sure, but I think it is. But I want you to notice that they were already quoting compatibility. I live in an area, Country Farm Estates, 104 homes. I've counted them. They're all single-family residential. Mine was the home that was for sale because, just like the homeowner here, I was wanting to downsize and move. The place I wanted to move to got sold. So I took my home off the market because that's the only place I wanted to go. I like my neighborhood. I think it is a very special place and everything like that. And I have no doubt that the people wanting to rezone this will probably do a great job as far as creating a place for people to vacation. That's not the problem. The problem is that once that rezoning takes place within a certain footage, it now becomes compatible for other people to request the same thing. They won't all be Miss Beth. Some will be there just to try and make money. Now, if this goes through, the homeowner will move out of the area. The person that would take it over won't live in the area. And they'll do probably good with their property, but they won't do... They can't control all the property. I can't control all the property. I've always said, if you want to control a property, own it. Sometimes you just can't buy it. Sometimes you have to rely on the ordinances and the rules that are in place when you buy a place. And that's what it was when I bought it. This is single-family residential. You all know the struggles the county has gone through with nightly rentals and how they can get out of control. And I heard a very, very... good statement from your planning and zoning board members who have helped write the county code and who have had to live with it on a daily basis to try and control and to make things equitable. And he basically said this: right now we have the ability to say no. And if we do, we still have some control. Once we say yes, we lose the ability to say no. To future people, they come in and say, I'm within this many feet, I'm compatible. They won't all be high rental. And if I'm compatible for NR1, what's keep me from making the jump to NR2 or whatever the high density thing is? Like I say, we have an area that is single family homes. Many bought in the area thinking that planning and zoning regulations would keep the bigger area secure for single-family residential homes. Now we have this request, which is granted, even as a fallback position, just because we made it smaller, doesn't get rid of the compatibility issue, but it will establish compatibility for future requests. I listened to your board members discuss this, and they were all in agreement that there are other areas in Taney County where people wanting nightly rentals could go and achieve their desires, that Taney County needs to maintain the integrity of its single-family neighborhoods, and it's planning a zoning code, and they don't need to be chipping away at it piece by piece and losing the opportunity to state what they are, or the opportunity to protect people like me and the residents that live in our area. If this rezoning change is allowed, I believe it will weaken the planning code for Taney County. And guys, y'all put a lot of time and a lot of effort. And sometimes there's just places that are zoned what they are, and they need to stay that. So I would ask you as a commission to uphold the recommendations presented to you by your board that you appointed and vote no on this request. Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all don't need anything?
Any questions? Nope. Good morning.
My name's Mike Nickel. There's been a lot that's been said. I live on Elise Lane at the very back corner of that, so I'll add a couple of things to some of the stuff that's been brought up this morning. The first thing was that we had five residents show up. Well, that's inaccurate. We had five people speak. There were three residents sitting beside me who are my neighbors who aren't here today because they had to leave to go. They had a trip planned. They weren't planning on this. But I'll tell you, on the backside of my subdivision, the original letter that came from Mr. Jones with our statement in the mail, a lot of times we get a lot of things in those statements for our association. Of the five residents, three of them did not even look at the letter, so they had no idea that it was even there. And also, by the way, that property is too far away. They were not noticed by planning and zoning. So my entire subdivision didn't get the notice. That's not how that process works from the Zoning Commission. That's not required by law. They're not supposed to do that. It is posted out in front of there, but in order for them to see that, they would have to drive down the street, which they don't always do. That's just not how that process works. Not everybody on my roads in that subdivision goes down that direction because that's not necessary. You go out the other way to go to Branson and everything else. The only reason you're going down there is if you're going to the water tower to put your association fees in there, that's where that comes from. Additionally to that, I'll tell you that I'm opposed to it, and I will stand in front of you and say there is a traffic increase, and I can guarantee you that there's a traffic increase. I don't care what anybody wants to tell you. I'm the president of the Property Owners Association at Emerald Point. Emerald Point abuts directly to Rocky Shores development, which was a vacation rental development. I'm sure that you all are very aware of the traffic increase that occurred on Clevenger Cove Road down there that's being widened now because there are so much traffic coming in for those 62 vacation rental homes down there. I also will attest to the fact that I know that Beth is very, very great, and I have heard amazing things about her from every single person that is referenced. I don't have a problem with Beth. I don't have a problem with Mr. or Mrs. Jones back there either. What I will tell you is that this zoning regulation doesn't stop with Beth. Beth will someday not be here with us any longer, and that zoning regulation will remain. She will be able to sell that property, or her heirs will be able to sell that property, or their heirs will be able to sell that property, and the next person won't care that my family lives across the street and won't care about the quality of the property that has to be there potentially. And that's the issue that exists. If this was a cup request, it'd be a whole different situation where a cup request makes it so that they don't have to have that transfer to the next person. The problem is that eliminates their business investment associated with it, because ultimately that's what this is about. This is a business across the street from my neighborhood, my residence. It's not a zoning request that gives it that direction, and people get that confused a lot. Absolutely, I am one of those people. I stay in nightly rentals exactly like this when I go places, not in next to a brand new neighborhood. Because when you put it next to a neighborhood, you're disturbing people who are coming home from those jobs and getting away from the process of being around the hustle and bustle and the tourism and the processes that exist. There is a place and a time for nightly rentals. It is not directly across the street from an R1 developed subdivision that, by the way, unlike Hidden Meadows, has a CCNR provision prohibiting nightly rentals being within that community. So therefore, that's why I stand opposed to it. And I hope that you will follow the commission's recommendations that you guys have appointed, like they said. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Jennifer Judlin. I live at 661 Fruit Farm Road. And I'm going to step over to the thing and show you exactly where I live. I live right here. And although we've had lots of people come up here this morning and introduce themselves and give themselves, you know, who they are, I will let you know I've lived in that home for 12 years. I loved the whole community when I went out there to look at the property when it was for sale. I plan on staying there for the rest of my life. I love my home. I love my neighbors. The community in itself is part of my heart. I started the First Friday Art Walk in Hollister, Missouri, 6 years ago with State of the Ozarks. So I've got an investment in this community. And one thing I would like to say is that I would like to see a family live across the street. I don't want to see it vacant for many days at a time. I want to know who my neighbors are. And that's why I bought my home. I agree with the original commission that evening when he spoke about, you know, all the investment and the time that it took to plan everything. So I just want to say that I'm in agreement with the past decision, and I hope that you'll support it. I'm one of the five that spoke, so I took off from work this morning to come in and to see you and to let you know that I hope that Davey and Ivy, I wish them all the best. I hope they sell their home, but I would prefer not to have a nightly rental across the street, just for the sake of community, so that I know who my neighbors are, so that at Christmas time I could say, oh, you know, as I'm driving down the street, oh, look, there's Davy and Jones, you know, Davy and Ivy's place, you know, and know who's living there, who's living next door to me, and to communicate with them about any issues that we have in the neighborhood. I'm not going to be able to do that with a nightly rental. I won't know who these people are. And it's all about a residential area. It's my community. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Please.
Hi, my name is Diane Shear. I live at 151 Ashford Road in Hollister. And first, I just want to briefly address the, I don't know where the whole, you know, the whole white trash thing, it just, just to clarify, it actually came from an email from David Ivy Jones, and I'll read from it. Full transparency, there has been one major obstacle with selling our home. Homes across the street, not price or location, and then he goes on to detail how they the homes haven't been maintained, and that's why that he's being forced to sell into a nightly rental. So just wanted to clarify that a little bit. And a year ago, I moved back to Missouri after living in a small suburb of Dallas. When I was in Texas, I saw a developer come into my small bedroom community, and he managed to get one subdivision rezoned. And it was amazing what that did to the traffic in the area. I visited a couple of weeks ago, and what used to take 10 to 15 minutes to get into town now takes 45 minutes to an hour at a minimum, with cars backed up for miles. The developer, they made their money, and they're long gone, leaving the residents with the aftermath. So when I moved here, I specifically chose my area to be away from the tourism and the traffic. I knew what the zoning was, and I believe it was zoned that way for a reason. I had a reasonable expectation that it would not be changing within a year. I'm not saying there isn't a place for nightly rentals. There are plenty of those areas in and around Branson designed just for that purpose. So I'm not wanting to stop anyone from having a nightly rental business, but clearly this area, with one way in and one way out on a two-lane curvy road, was not designed for high traffic, especially when you're inviting in people who have no idea how to navigate these roads. You throw in a little snow and ice and maybe a little partying going on because they're on vacation, and it's a recipe for disaster. So I think that we all know that once this is rezoned, it won't stop with one nightly rental business.